It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're joined now by Rhonda Schult of localgoodness.com, a website dedicated to showcasing all the best of all things local. And she joins us regularly to share in her discoveries. This summer, she's visiting farmers markets across the area, telling us about the markets and introducing us to some of the farmers and vendors she meets along the way. Rhonda, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This week, you are introducing us to the St. James Market in Sewickley. Now, this is your neighborhood market, right?
That's correct. Yes.
So tell us about it. What can you tell us that will make us want to rush out to the St. James Market?
Well, I guess I'm a little biased because it is my neighborhood market. But, it really – what I love about it, and also I think – what if you were to ask the vendors who go there and the people who go there every week is that it really is a neighborhood market. And I guess a lot of farmers markets could say that. But this was started by St. James Parish 7 or 8 years ago, right about the time we moved into the Sewickley area, as a real outreach to the community and to support, with a goal of supporting local farmers and small merchants who are trying to find a place that they could also reach customers in their neighborhood. I think one of the things that make it really special is that from April through November, really the first weekend in April through almost the Saturday right before Thanksgiving, they're open. So it's a very long-running market for the season.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, and, the number of vendors start out small in the beginning of the season because there's not a lot growing. But it, balloons up to about 30 or 4 vendors. They've done a great job there at St. James of finding really fantastic folks to be a part of that market. And what's really great is when you go, like I try to do every week, but I don't always get there, is as you go, you start to see people in the from the neighborhoods, from the community. And it really, you get to see friends and people that you don't always run into on a daily basis. So it's really become a community gathering place. And that's really what the farmers and vendors that I've talked to, what they really like about this market. So not only is it special for me personally and the people that go there to shop, but it is also one of those markets that the farmers find special as well.
So tell us about some of the favorite things that you find at this market. We've been sampling in here, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. I've got food in my teeth, but it's really tasty food. And we'll get to that in a minute. But it's hard to say what my favorites are because one of the things we've talked about in the past that I like going to any market for, and even the market that I frequent regularly, is I never really quite know what I'm going to find there. And while there's a lot of the same vendors, different ones come in and out throughout the season. But I guess if I had to, to say there are several who I've gotten to know very well over the years, and I like to obviously visit them first before I start my exploration. And there are people like Dillner Family Farm, who are probably one of the largest vegetable stands there at the market, and they're who I get my CSA from each week. There's McElhaney Farm, which is a great family beef farm, and also one of my favorites is Gray Family Farms, who you can only find at the Sewickley Market, and they're actually run by the son and daughter-in-law of my son's fifth grade teacher. So it's really neat to see those generations carrying on the family tradition, and same with Dillner's and McElhaney. It's a generational set of generations that they're running those farms. But there's others. And one of them that I've really formed a special relationship with are Ron and Rosemary Stidman of Enon Valley Garlic, who are relatively new farmers and a very special group that has fabulous garlic products like we're having in the studio today.
Right. You brought in a tray with garlic and there's some pesto dip, which has some magnificent ingredients. And some crackers. So we sampled this beforehand, thinking we'd have it all out of the way by the time we got on the air. But the smell, if you were in this studio right now, you feel like you're in an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And apparently there are 20 to 30 varieties of garlic. Who knew this?
Yeah.
But so what is the difference in the varieties?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that. And actually, that's how I discovered Ron and Rosemary. It was probably about 3 years ago, and I went to the market there in Sewickley, and they were new to the market at the time. And they had all these baskets of garlic sitting out, 15, 20 baskets. And so I started talking to them and really had an education on garlic, which is a lot of part of what the fun is in going to these farmers markets. And they're actually sort of two families of garlic. There's a hard neck garlic and a soft neck garlic. And the grocery store variety that we're all used to is really a soft nut garlic, and that's what comes out of California as well as other places. But hard nut garlic is similar to what I brought in here. This is actually a variety of hard nut garlic, and it actually has sort of this hard stem that runs up through the middle of the garlic head. And from those two, there are reports of over 500 different varieties, and they range from very mild to very hot to spicy to super garlicky to mild garlicky. And that, you know, it's not just one standard garlic flavor.
So the garlic is sitting out, and we have the pesto dip mm-hmm. and some crackers, and then the other dip was what?
It's a garlic tapenade, which is a combination of garlic and Kalamata olives and some cheeses, and it's fantastic just on crackers, but we like it on hamburger steaks, and roasted potatoes are some of our favorite ways to have it. And the garlic pesto, obviously, with pasta and so forth. But you know, these are all the products that I brought in today are from Enon Valley Garlic. And if we have a moment, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Ron and Rosemary's story. They're 5 years. They were 5 years into farming the garlic when I met them. But they're new farmers, and they really started in farming because they wanted a life change after living in Manhattan on 9/11. And so they did a 180 in their life, and after having high-powered careers living all over the world, they chose to come to this region. Family was here and operate a 90-acre farm out in Beaver County, and now they're blessing us with their many, many varieties of garlic.
So the garlic is at the market.
Garlic scapes are at the market right now, which is one of the things that we brought in. And that's
And when will we see the garlic?
The garlic will be in late June, early July into August and through the fall.
Fantastic. Tastes good. It's good for you. You know, unless you're a vampire, go get the garlic.
Go get the garlic and get the scapes while you've got them. They'll be here for about 2 more weeks.
And if you're getting hungry, there's more about the St. James Market, Enon Valley Garlic, and other vendors Rhonda mentioned. They can be found on the WESA site, WESA.FM. Rhonda Schult, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, travel correspondent Elaine LeBaum takes us to Florida in the summertime. We'll explain. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.